Ben and Kelly show. You can always shoot us a message, a DM, if you will, like Nicole did.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need a little advice on something that's been bugging me. I recently ran into my former neighbor, Dave, we'll call him, who I haven't seen in a while. Turns out he was on a date with someone new. The thing is, he and his wife just got divorced about 2 months ago. As we're chatting, he asked me not to mention it to his ex-wife. I'm not super close with her, but we've hung out a few times since the divorce. I know it was a really tough time for her. So now I'm stuck. Do I respect his request and keep it to myself, or should I tell his ex what I saw since she might appreciate the honesty? I'm torn between minding my own business and feeling like she deserves to know. I don't really have any loyalty to him. What would you do?
I would
keep it to myself. They're divorced.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're divorced, they're divorced. Right, exactly. It's what's done is done. And she's got to know that, he's probably moving on, as she probably will be, if not already, soon also.
Yes, and I'm sure he's probably just like wanting to avoid any possible drama. Because it sounds like she didn't want the divorce and she's having a hard time with it. So he's just like, hey, just let's just not mention we saw me on a date and then everything will be fine.
I mean, obviously we can sit there and speculate and go, okay, maybe he claimed that it's just irreconcilable differences. There's no other woman, when in reality there was another woman, and that other woman he was out on a date with. We could speculate that. That'd make it much more fun.
But it doesn't change the fact that they're divorced.
He's not doing
anything wrong by being on a date.
Yeah.
So I think we keep it to ourselves.
There's no reason.
Because you're just going to be stirring the pot for what?
So,
just to make her feel bad?
So maybe if you see her again and she asks if you've seen him out... Like, if it's a direct question, I may not be able to lie and say,
oh, yeah, I saw him the other day. You don't have to say, but then what does she say? Was he on a date?
Yeah, exactly.
Was he with her?
Was he with her? Well, he was with someone. I don't know who it was.
Right. Maybe that's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We're getting mixed on the text line, too. Mind your business. They're divorced. Another person said, I would tell, coming from a child of divorce, it's easier for the other spouse to know if the other ones have moved on.
Okay, but that should come from the spouse, though, right? The ex-spouse?
Yeah.
Like, if they need to know? But maybe. I feel like the magic of divorce, though, is you get
the
to go
magic.
Forge your own life. Like,
the
you make
magic.
Your own decisions, and you don't have to consider your
own ex-partner.
Once
you've gotten rid of the old bag and chain. And
that's from people who are divorced, that's what they say. The magic of that is you no longer have to report your life decisions to your ex-spouse.
That is funny.
Right?
Yeah.
So you, I feel like, again, he's not doing anything wrong at this point. Regardless of why they got divorced or if the person he's now dating was a part of that, that doesn't concern you.
Doesn't concern you.
And it's over now. So he gets to go do whatever he wants. And so do you.
Yeah, I was going to say, and look, Nicole, the person who DM'd us, you don't have really any loyalty to him. That's fine. You've hung out with her, so it sounds like maybe you're a little bit more, you have a little bit more loyalty to her. But yeah, as everyone said, just kind of maybe mind your own business. And if it does come up naturally, like if you don't bring it up, if she brings it up, then, you know, maybe then you address it. But otherwise,
maybe
just.
Maybe we deflect and just encourage her to move on herself and to forge her own path. And hey, have you thought about dating?
Yeah, she looked really attractive too. I don't know.
No, we don't say that. We do not say that. We just maybe we encourage the ex-wife to, have you thought about dating? Have you thought
you
about
know,
getting out there again?
That's some fun neighborhood goss, you know? To throw around, to know, to have at your disposal that, I know that her ex has been hanging around
what
with so-and-so.
What are you doing, pot stirrer?
What I want to know is what sort of secrets do you know about your neighborhood?
Let's unearth it all.
Listen, don't need names necessarily.
Okay.
But
protect
if you
the innocent, but tell if, us all about it.
But if you know some neighborhood hot goss that's been rolling around, we'd love to hear that.
Don't you just picture Ben like sitting on his porch with his little beverage, his little beer, and he's just like, beer. Did you hear?
No, this is what it is. It's my wife and I are sitting on the back patio, and we're watching the people as they're walking their dogs by, or they're out on a stroll, and we just talk about them.
You make up a backstory?
You don't know them,
so you make up a backstory of what you think their life is like?
I'm like, have you ever seen that person? Yeah, I've seen that person around.
Oh.
Hmm. Wonder where they live. Wonder what they're doing.
Wow.
Noticed that this person has another person on their arm. Wonder what happened there.
Wow.
Anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of the hot goss in your neighborhood. Secrets are no fun unless you share them with everyone. It's 99.7 DJX. You know a little secret about your neighbors, do you? Want to tell us?
What is up with that voice?
By the way,
do you have any hot gossip?
We're going to change every name, okay? As to protect the innocent, we'll say this person's name is, off the top of my head, Kelly.
Oh, great.
She says via text, my neighbors got into a fight at like 4 a.m. a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Wife got in her car, ramming it against the husband's car. Broke windows on both.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Haven't seen much of either of them in a while. Windows are fixed now.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Like, we try not to associate with people crazy either than us.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll say Tina said, I was invited to a neighborhood book club, but found out it was actually just wine night with zero reading.
Oh.
They
pretend to discuss books, so their spouses think it's educational.
Sure,
LOL.
Sure. You know what? Sometimes you just need a little...
some girl time with wine.
Girl time with wine.
Yes. Oh, Claire says, I know of a neighbor who steals from herself.
What?
A woman down the street was stealing her own packages from the porch so her husband wouldn't know how much she was online shopping.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, so she was kind of witnessing this neighbor taking them off the porch and stashing them somewhere?
I guess.
Interesting. Lisa, in quotes, says, you want scandal? I know that one neighbor was having a full-on affair with their 20-something dog walker. Wow.
Oh.
Only found out because I accidentally got the wrong leash back. Interesting.
That's fun.
This is fun neighborhood stuff. I mean, fun, you know, neighbors, you know, you just never know about your neighbors, right?
You never know what's going on behind closed doors unless, you know, we're sharing here.
Yeah.
Jessica, we got new neighbors who go by different names with different people.
What?
I overheard one introduce herself as one name to someone, but then she told me her name was something completely different.
What?
I honestly think they're in the witness protection program or something.
Wow. That's like, hey, how you doing? My name's Ben. And then going to someone else, hey, how you doing?
I'm Steve.
My name's David. Yeah, exactly. Wow.
That's bizarre. Because, all right.
Unless you're crashing something, but obviously they're neighbors, so.
Well, yes. And a lot of times, you know, if you got like a neighborhood Facebook group, like your name is right there, unless it's fake on Facebook.
Yeah, that's funny. All right. Those are good stories. I like hearing about your neighborhoods.
That's great. Ben just loves, he just fueled by drama.
I'm fueled by the hot goss. Give it to me.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX.